Hi, I'm Rachel Abbott, and I'm the owner of The Yoga Loft. And this year, we're celebrating 20 years of being in business and flowing here in South Bethlehem. I met Franco, my husband, in my junior year, and we started dating and very quickly got engaged before we even graduated. And then after graduation, he got a job in the area, so we were like, okay, I guess we're staying.
I'm Franco. I am Rachel's husband. You lose contact if I don't start with that. And I've kind of watched her. You know the way you see someone do something and you think it happened overnight? But then we all know that that's not true. And it's been years. And I've kind of been in on the journey. I'm from Kenya. That's where the accent comes from. I came to college in the US. I picked 10 schools and applied to 10 random schools. And one school, Lafayette College, gave me the financial aid to be able to come. And little did I know that I was not just coming for school, but I was going to meet my wife.
We initially thought, okay, we'll do a couple years here and then move to a bigger city, New York or California or DC or something. But then we really loved it. And his first job was actually where we both started practicing yoga regularly. They offered an after-work class, they opened it up to spouses, and the teacher who came to teach that class was a Yoga Loft teacher. Well, it was because she had to stop teaching at the place where we worked, and so I felt very sad about it. I followed her here. But I came and just took a few classes at first. And then I wanted to do the teacher training, but really just for me. Like, I had no intentions of teaching. I just wanted to deepen my own practice and learn as much as I could about it. Very quickly into the teacher training program, I changed my mind and decided I did want to teach. And I was very lucky to get an opportunity to teach here right after I graduated. My training, I taught the Saturday community class. And I loved it, but I hated my full-time job situation and felt very frustrated by how few days off we had and how little time for travel we had. So Franco and I decided to save up for a few months, quit our jobs, and travel for a year. So anybody who starts to get into yoga, you start for the physical practice, and then you very quickly start to feel other areas of your life shifting, mental, physical, emotional. And Bali is like the mecca of the yoga world.
And then after we went to Bali and came back, the old owner offered her the studio to take over. And then that was just the beginning of this whole wellness experience. But by that time, she had already seen how yoga goes into, you know, like it's like, a gateway drug into wellness.
And so I just wanted to really immerse myself in that lifestyle. And so we went there, it was super cool. We met a lot of really cool people. We practiced yoga every day. I actually ended up teaching over there in a school to high school kids who did not speak any English. But also while I was there, I started to study up a lot on like marketing and business development. And then I guess the owner of the Yoga Loft, the original owner, like saw me on social media, saw what I was doing. So then when we ended up coming back here after that year, she reached out to me and asked if I would come in and work with her as a marketing consultant. And I guess she liked what I was doing because about a month into it, she sat me down and she was like, I'm ready to move on to the next thing. How would you feel about stepping in and being the next owner of the Yoga Loft? And when she asked me, I was 3 months pregnant with my first child.
Oh, yeah.
So I almost said no because of that. But I loved this place so much. It really felt like a home to me. And she had kind of opened up to me about how she'd been trying for a little while to find somebody to take over and really hadn't found that right fit. And the thought of the Yoga Loft potentially closing was just like so devastating to me.
So I'm Jessie Thompson, and I am originally from Bethlehem. I grew up there. After college, I moved away for a while. I was pursuing a career in acting and performing. So I went straight to New York City and tried it there, and then out to Los Angeles and tried it there. But when I decided to kind of throw in the towel on my acting career, which was going nowhere, then I got deeper into yoga. And I also realized there's no great reason for me to stay out in California, so far away from family and home. By that time, I was, like I said, well into the yoga world, so I moved back to Bethlehem. I started teaching in a church, in the Unitarian Universalist Church in downtown Bethlehem, just renting a room from them. And at that time, it was called, I was calling it Bethlehem Yoga. Taught a number of classes every week and just tried to build those classes up. At that point, I found that third floor of the Cantelmes Hardware Building was available. There had been a big bookstore cafe up in there, and they were called the Bethlehem Book Loft. Yeah, they decided to downsize and move on to the corner there. I asked them if it was okay if I stole their name and called it the Yoga Loft. Yeah, that was the beginnings.
My name is Paola Montes, and I'm the Pilates instructor here at the Yoga Loft, and I've been here since the beginning. I am actually from Mexico. I was born in Mexico, but I had an opportunity to, as a dancer, to get a BFA in dance at the Cornish College of the Arts, which is in Seattle. Through that training, I did Pilates as conditioning and gyrotonic, which is that other piece of equipment. It's another exercise method that I trained to teach. So when I moved here, I met Jesse, who was the owner at that time. And so I believe it was, I think, March 2006. And we met and we hit it off. And this wasn't here, this was just kind of empty space. Through the years, you know, her business grew, my business grew, we put up a wall to make it a little more spacious. And then Rachel took over, and she's made a bigger and better, and it's all worked out.
It was a big open space, and it needed a lot of work. And so we just were in that front area. There weren't any walls up or anything like that, or very few. I mean, it was mostly me in the beginning, you know, teaching all the classes and, you know, setting up the website, doing all of that. People with a strong interest in yoga started trickling in, and some of the teachers that went on to build, you know, pretty solid programs there, who are still there, I believe is Carrie Morgan. And she came in, you know, coming from New York City where she had done her training. And then she and I had a lot of discussions about yoga and how we were teaching it.
My name is Carrie Morgan. I have been here as long as the loft has been open, which is about 20 years. My yoga journey started in New York City and then continued here. And I found the loft right after I finished my first 200-hour teacher training. So I have been teaching here and practicing here, and I'm a part of the teacher training staff, and it's been a pretty amazing 20 years. I think my experience here, as it differs from at other yoga studios, when Jesse first started the Yoga Loft, it was very much a school. So it was a yoga school with yoga classes. And I think that because a lot of us have been here a very long time, it still maintains more of a yoga school so that people are coming to learn to grow. And I think when you grow within a community, that like branches out into friendships and trust.
My name is Melanie Smith. I am a 500-hour registered yoga teacher here at the Yoga Loft of Bethlehem. I teach an all levels flow class every Friday, but I'm also part of the teacher training program here for the 200 and 300 hour. So the teacher training program here, I did my teacher training here back in, had to be 2010, 2011. My first 200-hour training was here, and I did it because I loved all of the teachers and just how they brought yoga to life. How important your practice is for your mental well-being, but incorporating all of the yoga sutras, the philosophy of yoga, really living your yoga. It's not gimmicky in any way.
When I decided to move on from the Yoga Loft, and partly it was just because it's, you know, we were open every day except Christmas Day. For 12, 13 years, and plus the years leading up to it, so let's say 15 years, that's a lot of work. And I know it was disappointing to some people, but it's like, you know, change is part of life. And I thought that the best approach would just be to hand it over, because Rachel's not going to do things the way I did things, you know, and she's got to do it her way.
It was a rough first year or two. People really don't like change. This place needed change to survive. When she opened up the Yoga Loft, it was one of like two yoga studios in the whole Lehigh Valley. And then yoga really started taking off, becoming more popular. And then all of a sudden you've got studios on every street corner. You know, the studio had to change. It had to become a little more business-minded and do more marketing and outreach, get out into the community more.
Hi everyone, I'm Scott. I'm part of CAT, but today I'm talking about the Yoga Loft. I've been coming here for a long time, on and off. I recently started coming back to Yoga Loft when I moved to Bethlehem about 5 years ago. I came to a class maybe 2-3 years ago, and I'm a student, I'm in your system, and they said, we can't find you in our system. So I went into class and I came out, and they said, you haven't been here in 12 years. But for me, Yoga Loft has been part of the yoga community in the Lehigh Valley since I started practicing yoga, and there was only a few places to go, but everybody kind of connected, and that was an important thing for me.
Hi, my name is Shelby Lawson. I am the owner and designer of Lawson Accessories. I am also the owner of Strengthen and Stretch with Shelby, with yoga classes here in the Valley and throughout Pennsylvania. Yoga has always been a part of my life, and I took classes here or there, but it wasn't really until my late 50s that I was diagnosed with a arthritis diagnosis in my legs, and I decided to really make it more part of my lifestyle, and the results have been amazing. I met Rachel. It's a very funny story. I met Rachel maybe 4 years ago now. And I walked up to her and I just said in my boldness, I said, Rachel, you need some color and diversity at the Yoga Loft, not knowing that her husband was African. So we got a chuckle about that. Later on in 2022, I decided to join the Yoga Loft's teacher training program, which was absolutely amazing. And I'm so happy to have been, to have stepped out on my boldness and just said to Rachel, hey, we need some diversity, because it's really changed my life.
My name is Barbara Jackson. I've actually been coming to the Yoga Loft for about 20 years. So I started coming to the Yoga Loft when I first started practicing yoga, but I lived out of the country. So I would come back during the summers when I was in country practice, but I lived in many different countries and practiced in those places. I've always loved the Yoga Loft because I find the instructors really helpful and also empathetic, and also very knowledgeable. Sure. About their craft and their practice. So it's always inspired me to want to continue practicing my yoga. I came back to live in Bethlehem because my parents lived here, and I was coming to care for my elderly parents, and I would come here to visit them during the summers, and my dad would come every morning to Cantelmes for a coffee. Yeah, so every morning. And then so I found that, oh, here's a Yoga Loft right above here. And the space is just beautiful. And I always really enjoyed that space. So when I did come back to Bethlehem, I said, well, I'm going to go to the Yoga Loft because I know I could get good instruction and also find a lot of times the same instructors that I'd found the year before.
I love teaching because, first of all, like 20 years is a long time, and I've had students with me the entire time. People practice yoga for many, many reasons. Some people practice just for the physical. Some people come and they just say, oh, I want to get out of my head. But I think, like, in order to quiet your mind and be present, you have to feel safe and trust the people around you. And I think when you know your community, it's inherent in just the space in the classroom.
I would say here, the relationships that are built through student to teacher is really wonderful. There's none of the like hierarchy of I'm the teacher, I know more than you. It's very relationship reciprocity built here at the Yoga Loft.
My name is Sharon Zondag, and I have happily been coming to the Yoga Loft of Bethlehem since July of 2006. And I was very fortunate that I was in the library where I am often picking up books. And there was a flyer, I wish I still had it, announcing this Yoga Loft had opened in June. I had been practicing yoga in someone's basement for 6 years. And the whole time I practiced there, I kept dreaming of this light-filled hardwood floors, spacious studio. When I went to my first class at the Yoga Loft in July of 2006, the space that greeted me was exactly the space of my vision. We went online in March right away. After, I think it was like March 9th or something, we started. And even as they started to come back to be in person, I continued to practice online. And thankfully, the studio continues to offer that option because I love it. I have a fourth floor in my home, and there's a yoga studio up there, and it's lots of light and spaciousness that I dreamed of from the beginning. And now I'm retired, so it's really an important part of my journey, and I'm so grateful that Rachel has taken it to the next level.
I really think we were able to get through COVID partially because I was so like shrewd and business-minded when I came in. I remember sitting on my couch with my infant, like my second was born 3 weeks before the COVID shutdown, and I remember laying.
Great timing, yeah.
I know. I remember sitting on my couch with her laying on my chest, my laptop on my lap, and like building the online platform so that we could switch over to virtual classes. We just got real creative, you know, with what can we offer. We sold a limited amount of lifetime memberships, you know, so that brought in a good chunk of money that carried us through. But one thing I'm actually super proud of is during COVID, I was able to keep all of my staff on payroll. And because of that, we got, I don't remember what it was called, but like a tax refund that they took 5 years to get to us. But we just got that money back as like our tax reimbursement for continuing to pay all of our staff through COVID. And that's the seed money that we're using to expand to the north side.
I'm Susan Hart-Manick, and I've been coming to the Yoga Loft since I think it was June of 2026. Coincidentally, a daughter of mine who lives in California had met Jesse Thompson in Santa Monica at a yoga studio where Jesse was managing, teaching, some nebulous thing. My daughters both said to me, Mom, all right, you're retired. You need to try yoga. It'll be good for you and you're gonna love it. So I trekked up 48 steps and I came to a class, and I was nervous because I had no yoga mat. I showed up for my first class, but it was cool because there was nobody there but the teacher and me. Silver Kim was her name. And she took me to the big studio over there, this size, different room. She instructed me and I kind of liked it. But then at the end, she had me lie there with my eyes closed. And I thought, this is really weird. And it made me feel really uncomfortable. So I got up and she said, oh, I was going to give you such a nice shavasana. And I was like, oops, what's that? You know, and she explained it was corpse pose. That made it worse. I definitely didn't want to do corpse pose. So that was my initiation to the Yoga Loft 20 years ago, just about.
We have an awesome community. Sometimes people may not realize like how much we appreciate and care about every person that comes here. Lori, my assistant director, and I will be sitting out there all the time like, oh, Sue didn't come to class for 2 weeks in a row. Like, let's email her, make sure she's okay. Is her family okay? Like, we really care about our students. They're who makes the space what it is. They bring in the vibrancy and the energy. So we're grateful that everyone has stuck with us through the changes and evolutions of the space. It's funny because, you know, I think COVID was caused a big mindset shift for a lot of people. And so, yeah, when I first came in as owner, people were like, a change? Where did that old couch go? You've destroyed the place.
Rachel was like, I don't want the couch. I'm going to throw it away. And I was like, you cannot throw this couch away. You don't know how many hours people have spent like here and how meaningful it is. So anytime someone from here who's been a longtime student, they'll come into the shop and they'll go, was that the couch that was at the Yoga Loft? And I'm like, yes.
But now people are like, or maybe they just got used to me, but they're like flowing with the changes. They're like, oh, we're doing what now? Okay, that's cool. Yeah, I'll try it out. And I appreciate that people are flexible.
Oh my gosh. Congratulations, everyone, for everything you've done for our community, for each of us as students, and I hope for yourselves as well, because you are the best.
Congratulations to Rachel and to Jesse for creating this beautiful home base of the Yoga Loft of Bethlehem for us for the last 20 years. I'm getting a little teary-eyed thinking about all the hours spent in this beautiful building, and you guys are wonderful. Thank you for creating this space and this home for all of us. See, tears.
I would like to heartily congratulate Rachel and the whole team, because I know it is a team. They work together very well, very closely. And I love the new directions, the expansion that they've been going on, their journey. And wish them all the best in the future, and I'll keep coming back.
Rachel and team, it's me, Shelby. Happy 20th anniversary to the Yoga Loft. And thank you so much for being such a paramount presence in the Lehigh Valley, really encouraging everybody to get up and move and just do what feels great in your body. Happy 20th anniversary.
I want to give a big congratulations to Rachel and the Yoga Loft team for making 20 years and keeping going strong. I wish you the best.
Rachel and Jesse, congratulations. I'm getting a little teary. I feel like I have been a part of this journey with both of you, and thank you.
Congratulations to Rachel, to all the staff, and to the whole Yoga Loft community for 20 years, and let's toast for the 20 more.
You know, you can imagine being a student and experiencing that life of, oh, this is my yoga home, and let alone being responsible for it as the owner, it's like incredible, like over this amount of time. And so, I don't know, I think it's in a way a natural progression, like we become parents, and maybe now we become parents to the thing that you used to look up to.
I want to congratulate everybody who has started the first little seed of an idea coming from Santa Monica through Rachel embracing and not wanting it to disappear. So what she did is she put a resurgence of life and energy into it, and I'm really grateful that it continues, but continues with strength and fun and learning and peace and harmony.
We're not going anywhere. This is it for us. We want to see this grow and maybe even spread it to other places beyond just the Lehigh Valley.
Yeah, I feel very excited. Very proud, very grateful. I also want to shout out Jesse, the founder of the Yoga Loft, because she did an amazing job of laying the foundation and really building up the community in those first 12 years. And yeah, I'm just warm and fuzzies.
Hey everyone, Jesse here, just wanting to let you all know how meaningful it is to me, and how satisfying and heartwarming to know that the Yoga Loft is still going strong under Rachel's leadership. And everyone who's teaching and learning there, I'm just so grateful and honored that it's still a place that folks can go for wellness, for community, for learning, for inspiration. I've been so impressed with Rachel, her dedication, her abilities, what it must have taken to go through to COVID and persevere and handle that so well, and all the teachers who rose to the occasion as well. I was really profoundly impressed with all of that. But mostly just thrilled to know that the Yoga Loft can still be a place for healing, for wellness, that it's a welcoming environment. It's become kind of a little keystone of the Bethlehem and maybe broader Lehigh Valley community, and I couldn't be prouder and more grateful that all of you have kept going for all this time. It really means a lot, and hopefully many years to come.